Tantor Audio presents The Winthrop Woman by Anya Seton, narrated by Corey James. Part 1. England, 1617 to 1631. 1. Elizabeth saw the head shadows lengthening across the dusty lane as the Fons family jogged north towards Groton. And yet, only a few minutes ago, the church at Boxford had been full of light. When the Fonz's hired cart had stopped at the Fleece in Boxford so that the horse might be watered at the inn-yard trough, across the village street in St. Mary's Tower, the great passing bell was ponderously tolling. Someone very old was dead, thought Elizabeth, on the wagon seat, counting the strokes, while admiring the deep, melancholy bong, bong, bong. Perhaps the sexton would let her pull on the bell rope. The sexton at St. Sepulchre's in London never would, though she had begged. Profiting by her mother's inattention, Elizabeth jumped off the wagon and darted over into the church. The little church was empty and smelled of the lilies which decorated the high altar. There were candles and a silver cross too, the child saw with surprise. High overhead the great brazen voice clanged on, but Elizabeth forgot the invisible sexton. She was awed by the luminous quiet in the church and astonished by a feeling of delight. She stood in the centre aisle, staring about her, until she realised that the focus of her pleasure was a great leaded window in the Lady Chapel. This window, tinted in jewelled greens, blues, golds, deepened here and there by spots of translucent crimson.